Now, security analysts have spent the past few months unpacking a recent spat of network attacks and incidents that have shown that corporate espionage, influence peddling, advanced persistent threats, and data manipulation go hand in hand in hand in hand. Now, with more state actors realizing that vulnerable networks often translate into real economic and political power, there has been an industry-wide rethinking of security best practices, and it starts at the top. This past January, after the U.S. intelligence community gave him an assessment concluding that Russia had interfered in last year's elections, then-President-elect Trump made the pledge, quote, "I will appoint a team to give me a plan within 90 days of taking office," unquote. We're now at the 91-day mark, and not only is there no plan, but there's no team. And no talk of a process to create such a team. Rudy Giuliani was tasked with building private sector security partnerships, but the silence on the cyber has several enterprise gurus pushing for executive action. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, was supposedly working on an initial cybersecurity plan, but his office seems to be unaware of any activity or any future plans. It would seem that this promise fell through the cracks, which, given that similar attacks have been taking place in France and Germany, is not encouraging. It doesn't help that the enterprise has been suspicious of the government that is ostensibly trying to protect it. Until we hear more, it's up to you, you enterprise rock stars, to trust no one.